This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Smoke from a prescribed fire is visible from parts of the Denver metro. Fire crews have been doing a controlled burn on U.S. Forest Service land near Green Mountain in far southern Jefferson County. While much of the metro is experiencing gusty breezes this afternoon, winds are lighter near the prescribed fire, and fire crews say the work will reduce brush, vegetation, and other fuel. That helps prevent a bigger, uncontrollable fire in the future. The Colorado State Senate is moving forward with an ethics investigation against a Democratic lawmaker accused of being intoxicated at a public event. CPR's Ben Berkland.
State Senator Faith Winter has publicly apologized for appearing to be drunk during a North Glen community meeting in April. She took some time away from the state capitol and got treatment for substance abuse disorder. The North Glen City Council voted unanimously to send an ethics complaint to the legislature and said Winter failed to uphold her office with integrity. The five-member Senate panel will meet to investigate and determine whether Winter should face consequences. She already stepped down as the chair of the Senate Transportation Committee. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The ACLU of Colorado and a state nonprofit focused on HIV prevention are suing the city of Pueblo. They're concerned about the city council's recent ban of syringe exchange programs in the city. Councilors voted last month to ban the programs due to discarded used needles littering public spaces. The nonprofit Colorado Health Network says the lawsuit seeks to overturn that ban. This is CPR News in KRCC.